I told somebody, and I think the state people would drop the ball somewhere.
But I thought it was great. I think we might, that's what we could deal with, right now, if we could make a deal with Canada, Mexico, Japan, and then start moving, as I said to you, with full concept.
Split the Europeans.
Split the Europeans, try to take the Arab world, like Africa, Australia, and all of South America, get a strong position in faith, in nation learning. And we protecting ourselves from the next one that I hear. But it's this, I don't know if that's wise, but this is the type of strategy that we've got to think of, and whatever comes out, then we've got to start sending people into these countries. But we ought to be in Latin America right now, talking to Mexico, Brazil, Argentina, and probably Colombia, I know, and trying to split them away from the Perus and Bolivias and the Chiles. And maybe we ought to be trying to make a separate deal with Venezuela, but on a bilateral
basis, they side with us.
Well, they have to, before we got the arm on, we'll make it work. But it takes a whole new approach. I don't think we can sit and dredge. Because if I were one of the European countries, if they do get together, so I think I mentioned you over the phone, see, we have both an affirmative and a negative reason for trying to tie closer to the Arab world. If the Europeans are smart, they'll go in and try to disrupt the governance of every Arab nation. We need to move, in my judgment, on a number of fronts, but we can't do it, in my judgment, at the present time, under the established structures that we have. So I've just been turned over in my mind how we put together a small group that could develop some plan for you that would make sense.
Very important. The group is small enough. First, it's small. And we must, in other words, we must all agree in the instant, the first instance, that that's, that this is going to be a lottery.
And then I think in the next 30 days, we ought to look at the next 30, not more than the 45 days.
Yeah.
If we need to develop a formula for you that would be acceptable to you, then we start to see them, sir. A simple one to Chile in Mexico, a simple one to Trudeau. You take it out of the government, you don't have to be in the government. You leave it out of the outside kitchen to try to deal with it.
If you have a man would be a great guy to send around Latin America.
You sure would. He'd be great.
It'd be great to go to Canada because he knows all those things.
And
if you should see whether he would be a good guy, which is a special emissary, I have her total confidence in him. Always have him.
I'll tell you another thought that you can use to be loyal to your guy. I think you can judge it better than I. Hoyt Avedon was just...
Oh, sure.
Hoyt wants to, he could go on some special deal for you. He wants the Medal of Freedom. I didn't know that right. I don't know what he's done to justify it, but he wants that money. He doesn't want to go
get along. Well, then you can give him something to
do. That's why I didn't get it, sir.
Yeah, but, good. Well, let's think of some more names. I'll get this one. Marshall. Well, let's go to that third line.
Yes, sir.
I think we're going to jail. I'm not sure. Or you're partying or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think you're doing it.
I think you're but I'll go find out, too. Otherwise, everything is working along. I think in great shape. I just really don't think they have any problems except these two. One, the consultation leading up to the follow-on plan of the wage and price for these. And secondly, protecting ourselves against what I think is inevitably going to come in the way of a pretty much of a massive of opinion against the continued float.
But all the wage price increase, you just got to get a system that can pick up the big things to deal with the priority
and not be afraid to take these guys on.
Because I think
we have to
handle this.
You know, the best thing that you did was when you took on the governor of Texas. And, you did roll him over and stabbed him all like a pimple.
And we did it in a nice way.
Never said a word,
but it was done.
And
I still think,
as labor, I would love to take that on.
But it isn't the time.
Not now.
No doctor there.
No, no.
Keep there for cooperation.
We have to have their help. And frankly, I think they learned their lesson. I think they learned they got too far out, and they may be even more cooperative with you now.
So, thank you, doctor.
Bye.
Good for seven, thank God it was only 25 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, okay. Sure. Who? No. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's great, yeah. They don't need even that. Why don't you just call? I mean, it'd be nice if he did come up, if he'd like. No. All right, you give him a call from there, would you? And say that Ben Hayden's going to come up and for him to come up and come up if he could so he could be here Saturday about noon. Yeah. It's okay.
Second. he did do a, we lost the state in 68. Now, what in the name of Christ do we owe Ray Schaefer? He hasn't done one bad thing. I mean, these guys are, that you treated him, I mean, he was an appointment, all this stuff should have done that. Bob, I was concerned about one thing Tom had told me, and maybe it was a few years ago, he told me he received a warrant 2 days ago, signed on me, and his negotiations with Japanese, that he couldn't go above 20% of their revaluation again or something, apparently, Peter's name. Well, now, of course, Alex Ramsey sent it, and I signed it on that thing without looking at it, but that should never have been done without Peter's check and comment. Got my point. I just said, does Peterson know that he just, we know this, but he's, you know, he's, we got his button down enough. I just don't know because, and I was frankly embarrassed by it. I mean, and Tom was nice about it. He said, I figured you should probably have that. Okay, and I said, I hadn't. But he just said, he should have consulted. You know what I mean? I said, I should have known. Gus said, I may go further than that.
That's a good,
maybe we should go 25%.
Casey point.
But who the hell did this? Did Peterson talk to Schultz?
I don't know.
See, that's the point. I just don't know. I know he consults with everybody, but does he? I just want to be sure it was gotten that all buttoned up.
Yeah.
Well, let me say that on a thing like that, if that kind of paper brought in, now I should point that up to me. That there's an important, that's a hell of an important thing for him too. And I probably just signed it to the agreement. Negotiating possession of the Japanese, I remember seeing some of that paper. Pulling home here. Rogers was the one direction.
Yeah,
Peterson, I don't know.
Well, Peterson's trying to, you know, if he knows what he's supposed to do, he can work to pull it together as the non.
Tommy's an open mind, but Tommy even speaks now that probably then there was a possibility that we all were planning on the state because of this enormous stakes that are involved. The whole state privacy will want to go like our firms back and go fix the exchange and help all gotten in foreigners again.
Without talking to Conley. Peterson doesn't know anything.
I don't know.
Let me be coming in.
Get this social center right now.
No, I can tell. I can track the passwords. Everybody is asking. This is Dennis Henry.
I think that's the one. You must be.
But I want Conway to be set straight up there.
This is just a.
God damn it, I can't have Henry and Peterson getting us. You see, on other matters, I don't give a damn about the Japanese. Both of them just made me smile and said, oh, Jesus Christ. Conway and value him to your son, Peterson. In the parking lot, whatever it was. Stuff over there with Booker takes care of it, right? That doesn't sound like you would have. That sounds like something. What the hell? But they would tell them that they are God, or they have any idea how much it should be rewriting. Anybody except calling some banker in New York? Yeah, the cars. And those are not us. On that, yeah, it's a very technical matter, Rob. What the hell ever happened to the radio? Yeah, it's all set, and we're just looking to do it. Yeah, they wanted to do it while you were in California, and I wouldn't do it until we had come. If he had come out, we were going to do it then.
I was going to be down here.
But with all the flack we had, it's
also
coming more important than Kelly.
That's right.
But it's set. She's set to do it. I think we've got it set for next Friday or something like that. We wanted to do it while Quinn Conley was with you, though.
Wanted to make sure that no one else talked about subjects and that it was responsibility assigned to specific agencies for specific categories of subjects. What this directive said was that that only Secretary Connolly is entitled to raise this issue at all if he wishes, in this particular range of 15% to 20%. Now, they had two cracks at this. I read this at a meeting to Volcker and asked him whether he objected to this. I then sent it over to them before it was signed and said, if there are any objections, call me by noon the next day. And I'm assuming that if there are any objections, if there are no objections, we will then put it out. And the reason for that was not directed at Treasury. The reason was primarily to keep State and Peterson from saying exactly the opposite thing to the Japanese.
Could you do this? Because it's an extremely important relationship with Connolly. I helped you to call Connolly. Connolly and I called that I raised all about it. I asked you about it. And that you say that you didn't talk to Volcker. Volcker's a snake.
I talked to Volcker about it in front of about six witnesses on the senior review group.
You talked to Volcker, and Volcker said that, and you did that, and that only then did the president agree that it be issued.
That's
on the basis of the talk with Volcker, and you just wanted to be sure that he understood that you had cleared it with Volcker.
And that after, now Volcker said that the secretary may want to say 25%, and what we said is, we don't care what he says, this is what the consensus is. It was phrased in a way that didn't direct him. It said it was entirely in his discretion. It said if...
other people out of it rather than...
What we wanted to do is to keep anyone from saying anything lower than 15 to 20%. It wasn't supposed to, because State wanted to settle for 11%.
I think Volcker is trying to throw off on the White House staff. That's what I think.
Maybe.
If there's any question about it, because we're getting too many signals like that.
Because
if he plays Connolly, who apparently falls for this. Mm-hmm. I wonder, the one that he cannot get away with is that he could have gotten away with this with Peterson, but he can't do it with Henry, because Connolly's got confidence in Henry.
Because
he told me about his long talk with you.
And we had a very good talk.
And there's one hell of a big thing here that we've got to get to work on right away. You see, you've got this line. You've got Burns, you've got State. This doesn't mean Rogers, who knows no more about it than I do. But it means Chris Eyes and all that bunch over there, the monitors and so forth, the people that are always standing on the other side. But you've got particularly that Burns and State who will be pushing for going back to the fixed exchange rate and save the European and all the rest as quickly as possible, without regard to political effect. In fact, against our political interests. You've got, on the other hand, you've got Connolly feeling very differently. He doesn't know what to do, but he feels differently about it. I feel very differently. I
was
in the nails, not as I'm quit by a dog. And I put it out to him, and he saw immediately the great subtlety of my speech on the International League today, where on the one hand, I said at the end, in order to make everybody feel good, the United States can't live within itself. We will compete. We've got to be a great nation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We won't do the permanent terrible. But on the other hand, because I saw those ambassadors sitting in there, I said the United States in the 25 years is going to look to our own interests. And boy, the Congress
brought the House down.
Not the ambassadors.
Yeah. No, but anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
See my point?
Oh, yeah.
You have a situation here where we are going to look to our interests. Now, Connolly, I told Connolly today, I said, now, you've got to keep Volcker under control of this on this. He's going to go to Europe. He's worried about what others are doing and running around. He feels we need some emissaries to go around. Tom Morgan, he was glad, incidentally, that I made that decision on Latin America for that little old, remember that?
Nicaragua.
No. Remember there was a little paper you sent in about whether or not there was split papers or whether we would continue to have military forces in Latin America.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
missions.
Yeah.
We decided to have them rather than not save us against it.
Exactly. I remember very well.
The reason I did it is that I just want the people to.
Exactly.
But Connolly, Henry understands the game. The real question that we raised, that I think that I'll let you go, the real question you raised, and this is terribly important. And I said, now, John, what about Peterson? Can he do this? And he said, well, I'm not sure. He says, he may be able to. He says, I like him. And he seems to have the right feelings. So, oh, Schultz is down there. He's on the conference side. Schultz, you naturally, you and I don't know anything about the monetary.
Well,
Schultz is on the monetary thing. Basically, you see, philosophically disagrees with our, I don't give a shit about the philosophy. Neither does Conley. Neither do you. But I care a great deal about not getting the United States back in a position where these foreigners are through us.
That's right.
And that is what state doesn't care about, Henry.
That's right.
They do not care.
State won't.
And Arthur doesn't care. See, Arthur's a central banker. He wants to go back to the, and Arthur's going to play our game, and I'm not going to let him do it this time. Now, the real question is, how do we do it within this government? Conley thinks it has to be in the White House. The state is trying very, very hard to get this over.
Okay.
And he said, Samuels wanted to go with him for this meeting that's at the end of the meeting. And he says he couldn't take him. He probably told Samuels, I can't, because he hadn't done it before. They'd never attended before. But state wants to take over because state considers this as their prerogative. State, on the other hand, does not represent. He says, and Conley put it very well, he says, I'm sure Bill Rogers would be loyal to do what you want him to do. But the people in state under him will not do what you want to do. He says, he says the only reason in Treasury that they'll do what I do is that I'll tell them. Stronger than Rogers, and he will tell them. That's one of the
biggest he's more dangerous.
Plays, but focus.
I mean, this really is a case. I'm usually not this meticulous, but precisely because I don't know enough about this subject in detail, I wanted to keep precise from raising the 11% with the Japanese, which he had pre-negotiated in Japan. That was my only concern, and to make sure that since Connolly was going to be the only one who could speak on it, there was no intention at all of restraining him. There was just, I was afraid if we put in 25%, the state was going to leak it. And Connolly just wants flexibility. He wants to wind up at around 15 to 20%. But he feels he's got to be able to raise 25.
I thought I should raise 25, but his point was,
no,
he had the impression, basically, that I had signed a paper that probably came through here representing the State Department's point of view,
no.
And that, or Peterson's point of view or something. I don't think he realized you were in the deal.
Well,
I have a feeling that some of his people are afraid to take Henry on because they know they can't. They're not going to get anywhere.
They're taking Peterson on.
So they're taking Peterson on. I have a feeling Pete may be getting a bad round.
Well, now, Peterson did come up with that figure. But again, my understanding was that he had discussed it with Volcker. But
Volcker could have well led him into it. Then
we had one before where we discussed something with Volcker, you know.
But I do.
Of this Mexican.
But I do know.
Well, that was a Walker.
But I do
Walker
know.
Bad.
But I do know that I read the actual statement to Volcker before it was published, and that I'd send it over to him.
How would you like to handle McCollum?
I'll call him.
Going out to dinner tonight, Ernie, but
I'll call him right now.
I'd like him to be reassured.
No, I'll tell him you mentioned it to me, and I just want
him. You can sort of say the president was really quite very distressed about this because he thought maybe something had slipped through he didn't know about.
That's right.
And that you yourself had done it. You called Volcker, you cleared the line because the purpose was to keep precise in line.
That's
and
right.
If John Lee waited, John Lee waited when he wanted.
Which was a proposal.
If you want to sit there and tell him, now look, Mr. Secretary, in the future, would it be better if I talked to you?
Yeah.
Why don't you just put a right to it on?
Now, my frank opinion, incidentally, this is not, I shouldn't say this, I have come to the reluctant opinion that Peterson cannot do it. Peterson can give a good briefing, and he's got a sort of interesting mind, but he doesn't have the detailed application and the toughness. He sort of fritters himself away on secondary issues, and he gets himself too much involved. My strategy, for example, I have a lot of trouble with the bureaucracy, but there's no paper of mine around that the bureaucracy can shoot at. All of my papers go to you. I don't tell them what they think. But that's important. Peterson makes himself a combatant in the bureaucratic fight, and that way they'll kill him. Nobody really knows.
It goes back to the basic thing. is not a staff man.
That's right.
He doesn't think like a staff man. And I don't. There's some people you just can't change from line man to staff man.
I like him, Mr. Bezos.
He's a line man as a chief executive line man. He's loyal.
And he and I get along well.
He's a good cabinet officer, I think.
He'd be a good cabinet officer.
If you don't get somebody, get the hell out of here.
Well, we've got one.
When?
I think pretty soon. I think this fall.
Think he's going to do it?
He is already doing it. He has moved in to take it over. And he's doing it on a sub rosa basis because he hasn't been formally, he says, I haven't made a formal decision to do it, and you'll have to ask him to do it once it's set that he will say yes. I think he will. I think he wants to do it. Kalmbach thinks he wants to do it. And I think it's a damn good move for us. I think it would be a good move for him to go out.
And for Peterson
to go in.
Yeah, Peterson.
And what do we do with this damn committee? We need this committee now. The problem is, who the hell can run it?
But you need somebody, anybody, any staff
assistant.
He might be able to do it.
I think Flanagan can run it a whole lot better than this.
See, Flanagan is oriented as a staff man. He can function.
And any assistant to the president is going to be unpopular with the bureaucracy. That doesn't matter.
That's right.
But he should know what he reserves himself for. And I use them to get their information. I don't tell them what I think.
Yeah.
I tell you what I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
all right, I'll just say, Henry, so you can put it in the back of your head, I totally agree with Conley that we've got to set up a small little group. At the present time, it'll be you, Schultz, myself, Conley.
Right.
Now, whether we go beyond that, I don't know.
I agree with him.
I don't think we go beyond that, because every mouth you add is not a potential leak, but just waste your time.
It's got to be in the White House, I think, if he agrees with us.
The point is, though, that with Peterson, there you're in a very, very situation. Schultz, because he's sort of Schultz's man. And Jesus, I don't know. I think, well, I have the same feeling that Peterson may not be able to hack it as a staff man. For the reason that, as I told you the other day, when he made this brilliant presentation before the cabinet.
There's proof to him
as a cabinet. But in the space of an hour, he covered every subject, and nobody came away remembering anything. I mean, except that, well, there's a hell of a problem, and he did a brilliant job. He has to prove every time that he knows about everything. The most important thing to do in any briefing is to just touch lightly on a few, but zing in on the things that matter. And I don't think Peterson has that capability. I think
that's surprising. He should be fascinated with the idea of just covering everything. He should be a good salesman, and therefore should.
Well, he is a good salesman.
But he's not a good conceptual thinker, and
yeah.
He doesn't understand the bureaucracy well enough.
That's right.
They're killing him because he writes papers for his committee. That's a terrible mistake.
For his committee?
There are practically no papers of mine around.
I see.
For these various committees. I get them to write them. Then I get them rewritten. And then I write you a memorandum. Now, I think it's a bad policy for the White House to put itself on the same level with the
agency. Exactly. The White House is not just another agency that competes with the departments. The White House is only a staff facility for the president. It doesn't have any standing of its own.
And the presidential assistants have a responsibility only to the president.
Right.
We don't have to please, we don't have to convince the bureaucracy.
Well,
Collins
will be here when he comes back. We'll have a different meeting. Maybe the president, the guy, the Schultz, the other brother who's made. I intend, look, we're going to start playing some goddamn tough games. I don't even rule out Henry Connolly's idea of a block. With Latin America,
no.
With Africa, with the Middle East.
Mr. President, if we should have learned anything.
And maybe with Japan.
If we have learned anything in these negotiations, it is that pressure gets you to places, or the potentiality of pressure. No one has yet done a thing for us because we needed it or because we were nice guys.
So, for example, I told Conrad, to me, the prime example of it, well, two prime examples, my wonderful relationship with Sodom. What's he done for us?
Nothing.
Nothing. All right. My fine relation with he. What do they do in Rolls Royce? They show us.
See, my point is to their interest.
It's because of their interest. I understood it. But my point is, there ain't going to be any more of this kind of
nonsense. Well, his constituency is the British electorate, and Sato's constituency is trying to keep his party together.
Our fine relationship with Yaya and others allows us to do things where their interests have served ours. That's right.
That's right.
But it's only where their own interests.
A lot of them have done things for you that was somewhat in the interest of Pompidou, Yaya, and so forth.
They're all. They've got us to their interest to get the president in their debt a little bit.
But not where they have to pay a heavy price.
Sure. And I don't think that our boys in the state have woken up to the fact that we're living in a new world. Are you?
No, absolutely not. And what you said today is very sobering, very good.
As you know, as a matter of fact, when that roar that Congress let up, you know, I said that was a very kind line. I thought, you know, it was pretty clear about that.
And if you now have the chips, you've got to play poker without
us. With us, we're going to play the game like you expect them to play it, and we're not going to compete.
You softened that a little bit, but you didn't say we're going to
but
play it too
what much. I found interesting is McGovern and Church and all the great liberals, they were applauding as much as the others when you said that.
But I thought the last part, which of course I didn't understand, I had to spend some time on. That's very important. That's where we really put out what this country has to be. This country cannot build a permanent wall around itself. It cannot fail to compete. It cannot drop out of the race.
It must aim for greatness.
And, you know, I think that's something that they need to hear.
And that's, I think, what they need to hear, or even more what the public needs and wants to hear. I think they want to. I think they like to believe that their president and their government is moving them.
Well, anyway, I didn't want to probably go ahead.
I'll make that call, Adam.
And, no, that's nothing. In other words, nothing. I told Bob and I heard of this, and he said, and Alex told me it was a Kissinger Peterson memorandum. I said, well, I am sure. I said, and then I gave Alex a little help. I said, Alex, don't ever let me sign a memorandum or something like that, and without telling me before again. And I can now see why I signed it, because your name was on the goddamn thing.
But
you know, you always tell me to look at something that is important.
But this one, I had done really to keep the state from screwing everybody else. But Alex, thanks for coming.
Yeah, and I can just say it, please. This, by the way, the money around Boger's hack. And that I signed it because your recommendation.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you go to the house and you're letting him talk any bad. I don't want to shoot make a speech.
And I will finish at the end. I would simply say that I'm here. You might have to finish your gridiron in 3 minutes.
Yeah. See, Lodge would build you up and it might be, no, I don't know why he wouldn't be any problem for you to be there. No, because his whole point is, he says that this gives me a great chance to, you know, really cover what the president's accomplished here in the time in 3 years. And he'll do it, you know, guys.
He feels pretty good. Do you think we got some support in Massachusetts?
Yep. His main point was the captain's, but he said also, you're going to do a lot better in Massachusetts than any of you down there are counting on. And maybe we will, but better in Massachusetts isn't going to be enough. It isn't worth worrying about, I don't think. If we're going to do better in Massachusetts, that means we might carry New York.
Who was in here today upon New York?
Really?
Yeah. Members, not to hear their applause in the place, but to read press accounts saying the president was well received, isn't it? This is the main purpose of this speech, it's a momentum thing.
Sorry?
Now the people of editorials can gather.
This will one up the Congress again, which you sure as hell did.
Catch on all they want about what it did or didn't say, like if I have questions about it unanswered, maybe it didn't do it.
Make any difference?
Didn't do a total reaction. So let's not get our staff the impression that you can do it again.
No. But it's created a little debate. It built some interest on the cutting the freeze. There's some arguing that you shouldn't cut it now, some arguing you should.
Yeah, Congress said he was sure you should.
Well, they're not arguing that you shouldn't cut the freeze, they're arguing you shouldn't have said you were going to cut it.
I don't. That's the middle point.
Because you lose a hammer. But that, you know, so what?
Why did they put that in my own here?
McGregor's argument, he says the reason Nils is complaining about that is he said it's perfectly clear to me what the president's doing and why you would announce you're cutting the freeze and then consulting with these people, which is you're putting the screws right to Congress. You're saying, look, goddammit, I'm not going to protect you with this goddamn freeze, which I don't believe in, but which I had to do. I gave you 90 days. I got some plans, now I want your plans, and then I want action. And I only give you the rest of the 90 days to get it done in. And that was McGregor's interpretation of the reasoning for that, and why a Mills would say, it's bad, because what you're doing is putting Mills on the hook. Ways and Means is now going to come through.
So that Ways and Means doing it, and I have a lot to do with the freeze.
No, but they got to get the tax proposal stuff done. It's part of the program.
It's part of the program. Now, the freeze thing, I think, was probably Schultz's influence. My own chair.
Tom said he didn't think he should have
done. Well, I don't think he was there. I don't think they had talked to him about it.
About lifting the freeze. Okay. Wayne Crowley is dying probably tonight. Or suggesting you call Mrs. Crowley, but I don't think you should. I think you ought to wait till he dies and then call him.
What is it, cancer?
Yeah. Had part of his stomach removed, recurrence of a malignancy. And close to talk to his son-in-law today, and he's fading fast. He may not survive the night.
That I wouldn't call.
Others are saying he might last another few days. But you can't talk to him. You could only talk to her.
I would do that.
No point doing that now.
I'm not going to do
it at all. But we'll do the usual.
Yeah, the military man and so forth.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing to do.
It's a very nice thing to do, and that's one of those things that, you know, doesn't use you up at all, but uses some of the power that you've got.
Right.
And only helps with a very few people, but it really needs something to them.
Oh, my. The listeners, you remember, Mrs. Durst. Military aid coming around. God, that's an enormous effect.
Makes a lot of difference. And other congressmen, you know, that doesn't get you any votes, but it helps a little with the understanding. Yeah, I do.
Sure, sorry to hear that. Thank God we elected that governor.
Yeah.
Davis, you know, he was in real trouble. Why don't we go appoint probably the congressman?
Sacrament. That's what they think.
Well,
wouldn't be bad, actually. He's the one we wanted to run instead of Crowley anyway.
Well, Sacrament's got at least a little saying.
Crowley hasn't stayed with us too long.
We have to hold his hands off. Might as well.
That's about it.
The candidates having tonight will not be as an orgasm.
It's interesting.
Thank God I
heard the New York Times is going to run a review tomorrow, apparently, on the
mass,
where they're going to tear it apart, this cheap, superficial, overplayed,
can't believe it,
kick it around. May or may not be true, but it'd be nice if it is. I'd like to see it kicked around a little bit on me.
It really wasn't that good.
It has moments, and then overall, it's Lynn is exactly right. He said it's quite spectacular theater, and it is. But it's got a lot of lousy stuff in it. It's borrowed a lot of stuff. It's sort of a combination of West Side Story and Jesus Christ Superstar and Hair.
Yeah. You know, one thing that's very interesting, whatever reactions in this talk, major thing when you say that comes through is not the content, except for the fact that people ought to work and that we have our own look after our own interests, those two things. But more of the leadership and delivery was that what you were reading on.
Came over. Those are what we got played back a lot.
That's what I meant. That's what you said.
Confidence. A feeling.
In charge.
That came quite a bit. The feeling that, you know, he knew he was on the right track and was, you know, using his support on them, that kind of thing. It was a people must have seen it on TV. It'd be interesting to get the rating on it. Costs up. when they designed it, it was for, they didn't have jets going into the national airport. Now they do, so they had to speak to the jets to fly right over there. You know, it's all one thing after another on the campus. It's all, you'll see tonight, though, it's, there's an awful lot of waste, and it's happy good. But good for the music.
Thank you.